Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Hello there and welcome to all, Joe Gigante, Irregular Joe with you. It is Tuesday, hour number one of the Regular Joe Show, and my, do we have a lot on tap. First of all, Joe Biden was celebrating Earth Day. I know that's probably like the highlight of your life. We'll share a little bit of what he had to mumble and slur through. Plus, he hobbled down a trail. I mean, literally hobbled down the trail and had his moment, ladies and gentlemen. Not one that he was hoping to have, but he did in fact have his very fine people on both sides, except for in this case, it really was what he said versus the lie about Donald Trump. Dershowitz is dropping the Dems. He said, I'm out. You guys are just too crazy for me. Speaking of crazy, AOC, she crawled out from under a rock, and Joe Biden is like E.F. Hutton. He's listening. We'll get into Mike Johnson, an unlikely defender. Well, we talk about the Biden trial, day number two of the hush money trials happening today. We'll get into all of that. There's actually good news to be found, quite a few pieces of good news, if I do say so myself, which I look forward to sharing some of these. Again, it's all about making sure that we get back up when we get hit and keep on fighting until we win. And some people do that better than others. It is 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now in the Hollywood Hills at 6:07 a.m. On the Ivory Coast, 1:07 p.m. In Paris, 3:07 p.m. And right now in Tokyo, it is 10:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check. Tia, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour to ensure one can't possibly claim ignorance to the crooked as a rat's hind leg that the Biden crime family is. Those just a few of the locales they deviate, do business as, trading influence for money at your and my expense. Now, I have to confess, since I have seen more Godzilla films in the past 6 months than I probably have in the past 6 years, in that there's been two, and I've seen both of them with my kids. When I do the Biden crime family time check and we do Tokyo, every time in my mind's eye when I say Tokyo, I see a giant lizard destroying parts, and because it's kind of synonymous at this point. So, exactly. And then I realize that 300-foot nuclear bomb-infused monster can walk through Tokyo more smoothly than Joe Biden can down a path in a park in Virginia for Earth Day. I mean, it's like the real-life Mr. Burns. the way he walks, versus the way he does the hand. And it's not unlike the Godzilla has the little hands that kind of flop in front of him. So does Joe Biden. The step, the gait is a little bit stuttered. Not quite a full gait. A little unsteady at times. I mean, I'm just telling you, there could be some, maybe that's what they do when they need Joe Biden to be fully on board, right? When they want him to show up and shine, have his, which, I mean, again, when we talk about show up and shine, let's not go too crazy here. Remember the big headline for Joe Biden was, didn't screw up the State of the Union. I mean, that was like, holy smoke, this man's en fuego because he didn't have 20 gaffes. I think he had 5. I mean, literally, I think he had like 5. So, I mean, and that people are celebrating. Whoa, look, he's back. But either way, I mean, as I think about it, there's some possibilities of comparisons. Now, of course, yesterday overnight, the chaos on campuses around our country, particularly those in New York, continue to get worse. A bunch of spoiled baby brats, trust fund babies, whatever you want to call them. Kids that haven't had a hard enough day's work in their life, weren't spanked enough as children, throwing their little conniption fits all over the country in support of a terrorist organization. And at the end of the day, let's cut through the crap. Let's not play the, I'm not pro-abortion, I'm pro-choice. What choice are you in favor of? Abortion, therefore. Okay, so don't give me the, I'm not for terrorists as much as I'm just for the organizations funded by Iran that are killing Jews. Okay, the terrorist groups. Well, if you must insist, I guess that's what I'm saying. We see that. Now, there's been some reaction. Robert Kraft is pulling his money out of Colombia, which I think is perfectly fine and should be done. If it bothers you, right? If it doesn't bother you, I guess just leave your money there. Alan Dershowitz, a Harvard law professor, this is a stalwart of the left. I mean, he's an honest lawyer, which is ironic considering he's a liberal, at least when it comes to some of the lawfare and constitutional abuses we've seen past and present at the hands of the Democrats. He's one of the few that will speak out. He's pretty much said, I'm done. Now, he's already on pretty unsteady ground over how they've been treating Donald Trump. Not a fan. He didn't even vote for the guy. But he's sitting there going, look, this is ridiculous. This is such a blatant, flagrant abuse of the Constitution. I can't sit by idle. We'll get into it a little later in the show, but he said, I'm out. I'm done. The Democrat Party has left me. Now, he's not the first person I've met in my career. David Shippers was actually the first guy I ever met. He was the lead counsel on the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Lifelong Democrat out of Chicago, but a very conservative guy. And as a matter of fact, he stayed a registered Democrat, as he explained, just so he could do more damage to the Democrat Party. But he said, look, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. Now, for him, that was 60 years ago. It was 50 years ago in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. He said, back then he realized that the Democrat Party was sliding too far to the left and for his liking. Now, again, he made a conscious decision, being a lawyer in Chicago, to stay registered in the party so he could raise hell from within. And trust me, he did. That's why when they picked him as the lead counsel for the impeachment hearings on Clinton, it really, the Democrats had nowhere to go. The guy was a lifelong Democrat. He had worked with Robert F. Kennedy in the FBI, had a sterling record as a lawyer, but was as conservative, more conservative probably than 80% of the Republicans that are currently elected in the House or the Senate. And just a great man of principle, never compromised on that principle. And just, he did a good job, by the way. I mean, here's the thing. The fact is, he did a fantastic job. And if you haven't read his book, you should go back and read it. I mean, it is so enlightening to what was really going on behind the scenes, including the fact that he outed Republicans and Democrats both really didn't do a lot of the work I mean, there's 17 boxes of evidence, and I think, I don't recall the exact number, but I want to say it was like 90% of the House managers and the senators that obviously were sitting had only looked at one box. So there's 16 boxes of it. And he said some of the worst evidence was in those other 16 boxes. But either way, he was picked by Henry Hyde, who was a longtime congressman out of the area. So anyway, but just my point being, it's not unusual. It's not a first that you have lifelong Democrats that are more, for lack of a better term, old school Democrats that are like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I can't play long. I can't play pretend. I think the more this happens on campuses, the more we see the persecution of Donald Trump and everyday Americans for their political beliefs, for their deeply held convictions, religious convictions, I think the more it shakes people awake. It may only be a few here, a few there, but when we're talking about elections that were decided by less than 20,000 votes in key states, every one of those people that has that awakening, it's very important. And we have to play our role in that to make sure they know what's going on. This is why we do what we do. It's why I give you the information I give you so you can share it and we can hopefully help wake people up from their apathetic slumber. Now, it's not going to be some mass. I mean, I wish it were. God can do anything, but the best we can do is work on people and hope they wake up in time, because we've got 196 days until the most consequential election this country, possibly this country's ever seen, given the current state of things, the underlying environment and what it could lead to in this country if we don't restore our Constitution and we don't restore that which matters the most, which is our freedom and our liberty, unalienable rights given to us not by the state, not by the government, but by God himself, in a recognition of that objective power that we are all subject to. All right, so some good news to kick things off. Now, former Hunter Biden associate Tony Bobulinski, you've heard a lot about him. We've played sound from him. He strikes me as a bit of a scrapper. A Navy veteran, was forthcoming before the last elections in 2020 about the true nature of the Biden crime family, although he was roundly ignored, treated as though he was part of the Russian disinformation and all this other nonsense. Well, since much of what he has said has been confirmed, the Democrats have, of course, increased their attacks on him, his character, and so forth. Well, now he is swinging back. He is suing Representative Jamie Raskin. You know what? I got to be honest. Nothing makes me smile more than the fact that there's now a defamation lawsuit being leveled against one of the biggest weasels in the United States House of Representatives, in Jamie Raskin. He is such a loathsome individual. There are words I would love to use to describe him, but I cannot because this is on the public airwaves. Now, if it was satellite, it'd be a completely different story, but that's okay. We can do the highbrow version of this. This after repeatedly, that is, Raskin claiming that Bobulinski has lied to Congress. He testified before Congress, both publicly and privately, on the Biden crime family's foreign business dealings, but Raskin has allegedly attempted to dismiss Bobulinski's testimony while trying to tarnish his name and reputation, as though that hasn't happened enough just by association, by labeling him, quote, Donald Trump's political pawn, and accusing him, Bobulinski, of working for China and Russia. Now, of course, the lawyers claim in this that Raskin has besmirched Bobulinski in his testimony in order to protect Joe Biden, a.k.a. Brandon, and that he rejected all calls their client made, Raskin, that is, to stop using defamatory statements and posts about him and have any such post removed from social media. In lack of action, they have now filed the lawsuit, and I truly, truly hope the lawsuit, which is seeking a jury trial, which is given three specific instances of defamation. I hope it goes to trial with all due haste, and I hope that Jamie Raskin, truly just a rat of a human being when it comes to how he serves in the House, nobody deserves it better. You talk about come up and given all that he's done to try to hurt this country and particularly hurt Donald Trump, this is where turnabout is fair play.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.